Governor John Baldacci says he accepted DEP Commissioner Don Gallagher's resignation because he did not want department distractions to undermine the work of protecting the environment. He's appointed Deputy DEP Commissioner Dave Littell to take Gallagher's place and says he will demand independence from outside interests.
If there is any pressure from any legislators or any special interest groups, or anybody trying to put things through the legislature to upend the process that he has undertaken and the department has, I've made it very clear that I will veto that legislation and stop it in its tracks.
Baldacci says he owes it to the citizens of Maine to ensure that the department is above reproach and able to protect public health and welfare. Just last month, Commissioner Gallagher was forced to scrap pollution agreements reached between her department and two paper companies along the Androscoggin River after documents showed the agreements had bypassed public scrutiny and, in one case, had been drafted on paper company computers. And just days ago, the commissioner was at a loss to explain to MPBN why her agency had dropped an enforcement action against International Paper for hazardous waste violations in the fall of 2003.
I think that's a very fair and legitimate question, and I really wish I had known.
State Representative Tom Saviello of Wilton, who also serves as IP's compliance manager, said Gallagher offered to drop the violations if he would support her proposed pollution standards for the Androscoggin River. Gallagher denies the allegation. And while Saviello says no deal was ever reached, the state's largest environmental organization, the Natural Resources Council of Maine, produced a report this week suggesting political interests may be undermining the DEP's work. Pete Dittesheim of the NRCM says he's hopeful Gallagher's resignation will let DEP staff do the work they need to do.
Well, we believe the Department of Environmental Protection has been in disarray for a while due to poor management under Commissioner Gallagher. And as such, we believe a change of leadership was necessary.
Naomi Shalit, executive director of the group Maine River, says she hopes the Androscoggin River, the people of Maine, and the department will benefit from the change in leadership.
This has all been a very, very unfortunate and ultimately sad experience, and nobody wants to see someone lose their job, but at this point what we need to see from the administration is a real commitment to cleaning up not only the environment but the operations over at the DEP.
Privately, some DEP staffers have expressed concern about a proposed merger of the Oil and Hazardous Waste Facilities Division and the Pollution Prevention Program, fearing that hazardous waste enforcement could be compromised. There are also big concerns about a funding shortfall in the hazardous waste program of more than $400,000. And there are lingering questions about the role of some lawmakers on the Natural Resources Committee, which oversees the department. Committee co-chair Ted Kaufman says it may be difficult for Tom Saviello to continue serving on the committee, given his role at IP and his alleged political influence at the DEP.
We've had some perception questions raised over the last year or so by members of the public as to whether or not Representative Saviello has a conflict of interest, and I've felt that from my point of view as a committee chair, I hadn't seen him skate way over the line. But then people can debate where that line is between appropriate behavior and inappropriate behavior.
Kaufman says it may be best if Saviello was not involved in committee work in the coming year. Don Gallagher could not be reached for comment for this story, but the governor says he hopes to find another job for her in his administration, albeit in a different department. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.